Rabbi Yisrael Aaron Shwalbe.
Yom Chof Aleph Cheshvan might seem a very innocuous day, and a day which has very little chashivas, but it has a significance which might run further than we possibly could think about. Chof Aleph Cheshvan is 30 days since Shmini Atzeres, which means that as of this evening, if a person has a shaila, whether he said Mashiv HaRuach or not, then he can take it for granted that now he's a chassidit. One place the Mechaber says 30 days, another place it says 90 tefillahs. So the Achronim say, yeah, 30 days means 30 days of regular tefillahs, which is true, but etzem, if you go after 90 tefillahs, it's really Sunday night. When it comes to saying talamot, it's going to be more than 30 days, because you don't send Shabbos. So it's Mishabura, if you want to be Mekel Sofik, Lekula B'tfilah, it's also good enough. Why is that Choshev? It's Choshev because it tells us that within 30 days, a person can establish a habit that becomes Letoif. In other words, if a person over 30 days has got a Sofik that said Mashavarach, he has to go back. By the time it comes to tonight, he's already got a pattern. That's a chizuk of a person. A small kabbalah a person makes. Over 30 days, Chazal understood that it becomes embedded part of his personality. That's a chizuk for us that we can take on something small and go weiter. And how appropriate it would be that, fortunately this week, the Rebbe Yisraelim Weistans, he shows us that we need to have a chazik in Yoni Tefillah. Rachmanu Tzalei Aleinu, if a mokim at tefillah is attacked, it's a message for all of us that we mechazik in all of tefillah. So I thought today share some inyanei tefillah which can help us with mechazik, which may be coming from the previous parasha. Matzio Matnas Chaim asks a very interesting question. We say in Slichas the words Misha Ona Lavram Avinu Bahar Hamoiria Hu Ya'aneinu. The one who answered Avram Avinu Hamoiria Hu Ya'aneinu. And the question is, where do we find anywhere in the Torah that Avram Avinu was mispalel on Har HaMoriah? Where is this tefillah? Misha ono l'Avram Avinu b'Har HaMoriah, hu yaneinu. Misha ono l'Yitzchak b'noi k'shenech ad agav ha-mizbeach, hu yaneinu. Where is this tefillah? Weiter fragt Matzio, there's a few difficult rashis in the parshas of Akedah that one looks carefully. It's very difficult to understand. Vayoyim Avram el Nahor, Avram says to his lads, Shvu lochem poim achamoyer, wait here with the donkey, Vani vahana neilcha ad koi. We will go ad koi. And the question is, ad koi usually means, posh it till here. May Rashi brings a medrash agadah. The word koi refers to the nevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram by the Bris HaBsorim, which is koi yiyazaracha. Says the Medrash Agada, Sha'omer Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, Ere, let me see, Heichon hu ma Sha'omer li amokim koi yazarecha. In other words, Avram Avinu was going with Yitzchak. He'd been told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and be male your son, which he understood means to shecht him. If that's true, thought Avram Avinu, that means that I'm going to have no descendants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at Harat and the Brisman Absorim, Koi Yazarecha, which is a pella. This is a pella. Because what Rashi is telling us with Shem the Medrash is that Avraham Avinu somehow doubted that he was going to have children. He was doubting that he was going to have the continuity of descendants. How do we understand Avraham Avinu had in his mind a Sofik in Amuna? We go weiter and Rashi says further in Posuches, Vayomer Avram. Avram says, when Yitzchok says, here's the Eitzim, and here's the H, V'aye hasel le'oila. So Avram Avinu says, don't worry, Elohim yireh lo'i hasel le'oila b'ni. So what does Rashi say? Rashi tells us, Keloima, yireh ve'yivcha le'asa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable us to select the sheep. V'im ein se, and if there's no sheep, le'oila b'ni. What's going on? For Matzio, I don't understand. Avram Avinu has been given a tzivoy. The tzivoy is, go and shecht your son. Favos Zuchman, why are you looking for a seh? Here, were you given a tzivoy? You're not given a tzivoy. Rashi's a Pella. Both Rashi's are a Pella. So Rav Atziyot says, for many years I struggled to understand these Rashi's until I found a Merdiger Shlo. The Shlo says, unbelievable Chiddush. Ki b'chol haderech sheholach Avram Avinu lahar hamoiria. Every second that Avram Avinu was traveling to Har HaMoiria, hoya mispalel sheyamsi loya HaKadosh Baruch Hu seh b'mokin Yitzchak. Avram Avinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Ribbono Shel Olam, let me not have to be Makriv Yitzchak. I don't want to be Makriv Yitzchak. Shelo yitzorch l'shochtoi. But, says the Shlah, he was Messiah. He concluded his filler with the words, Im lo yamsi lo Hashem yizborach seh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't present me with a sheep, then I'm muchan, I'm prepared to be Makriv my son. He's muchan, says Matzio from the Shlah, that even if a person finds himself in a challenging situation, challenging emunah-wise, challenging in a way that he's life threatened, avadar, a person has a chi of kiddush Hashem. But if there's an opportunity to run away, v'chai b'hem, a person must run away. And even in a situation where he finds he may not have the opportunity to run away, but that doesn't mean he can't be mispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take me out of this matzav. And if, taka, I don't get taken out, I'm a kabal, I'm makriv myself. Says the Shla, Avram Avinu, even though he was told to be makriv Yitzchak, he also had a nevuah. The nevuah was ko yiyazarecho. He was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, barbris ben absorim, you will have descendants. On the back of that nevuah, Avram Avinu came along and he said, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me have the opportunity to have grandchildren and descendants all the way lo meilomim. But, says the Shla, he was Messiah, if taket true, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be makir my son, then beseder, I'm prepared to be makir my son. Says Matzio, you see here, brings rise on the Midrashim, that the tefillah of Avram Avinu was mekubal. That Avram Avinu's tefillah that let Yitzchak remain alive and let me not have to be makir was accepted. Says the Shlo, that's the pshat. Mi she'ona l'Avram Avinu b'har ha'moiria. Which tefillah, says the Shlo? The tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please enable me to allow Yitzchak to remain alive. Hu ya'anenu. That is the tefillah that every yid in every situation. And if a person would find himself in a situation when he has to give up his life, he has to give up his life. But at the same time, that's not a stira, says the Shla, to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me continue my life to continue mitzvah performance. They're not a stira. They're both possibilities of having within the same situation. Mishaon Avram Avinu Bahar Hamoiria Hu Yaneinu. Memela says the Matzio, that's the pshat in the Rashi's. Rashi comes along and says, Avram Avinu said, Neelcha ad koi, what does it mean, Neelcha ad koi? Where was he going? He was zuching the nevuah of koi yezarecha, meaning he was entitled to have that nevuah of koi yezarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he'd have descendants. That's not a stira to not listening to the tzivah of being Makriv Yitzchak. And similarly, he says, Elohim yir Eloi haseh, says Rashi, yir of yivcha Eloi haseh. Avram Avinu did not want to be Makriv Yitzchak. He really wanted to keep Yitzchak alive. At the same time, he was Mekabel. Then if that's what he had to do, I'll do it, says the Shla. Says Rashi, Yirav Yivcha lo yaseh, I'm looking for a sheep. V'mein seh, if I can't find a sheep, lo ilo b'nei, I'm Mekabel, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's Yodua, famous Meisel, Riakiv Yosef Weizatzel, who was in the gas chambers at a very young age, and standing next to somebody said, oh, what's the point in Rabbi Yishon, who cares Rabbi Yishon? And he said to Aran, said, no, v'afilu cherev chada munachas ha-savar shel adam, even if the blade is on your neck, al nimna atamarachamam, and he was schlepped out. What better example can a person have of standing in a gas chamber, ready to be moisa nefesh, at the same time, that's not a stira to asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take me out, and zeicha to doyuz yishon mevrochim. And we see another example of this concept of tefillah, meaning that a person should be mispalel, that his tefillah will help, and his tefillah can help, also in Parshas Vayera. You know the famous story of the Gimel Malachim, and the Malach comes along, and he tells Sarah, you're going to have a child. Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba. Sarah chuckles, Bekirba, inside herself. says Ramban. Avada was a very, very tiny little tzchoik, something inside her, says Ramban, something which maybe she even herself didn't even notice, but no, Rabbi Yishloim noticed it. Says the Sfarno, unbelievable words. Shechoshva, she thought, Shehoya devar hamalach birkas novi bilvad. Why did she laugh? She laughed because when the malach came along and gave her this, what, this rotzen, this bracha, she thought it's just tam a bracha. Ke'inyan Elisha, veloi nevuah. She did not think that this was a nevuah at all. She thought, a Novi comes along and gives you a bracha. Very nice, Shein Nezach. But not going to happen. She didn't chat that this was a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to reverse the process, the biological process of an elderly lady. Think about it, you go to an elderly lady in an old age home, and she's 89 years old, and you go up to her and say, Yit Hashem should have a child next year. It's a pele, it's a nace. Says the Ramban, you need to have a nevuah from a novi in order for a person to be able to have that reverse. A brach is not going to help you. If it's not a mitzvah, it's not a nevuah from a novi, no hope. Says as follows, a very profound word at the end. Oy bitfila maseges chayim beitzay. Says as follows, the tzivoy of a novi will guarantee you children. It will guarantee a tchias amesin. Says as follows, no, will the tzivoy of a novi, but even tfila, a person's emes at tfila will also guarantee a person the opportunity to get what he's asking for. Kodesh Baruch Hu. Memele Reb Uri Weissblum was a manal. He comes out of this Sforno, and he builds on this Sforno and says, Amal, you'll go to one of the Gedolei Adoyim and say, please, Rebbe, daven for me. Give me a bracha. And the God will turn around and say, gay davening. Go daven. So, Pashas, you could learn they're just being very humble. They don't want you to think bracha. Says the Buri Bais of Nishtazoy. From the Sforno, it's master that tefillah itself has the koyach. Azoivi b'Avram Avinu is mispalal and mispalal. I shouldn't have to be makir my son Yitzchak. And says the Shlah, that tefillah taka, it helped save Yitzchak. The tefillah that a person is mispalal is something that a person can't help. Says Reb Elia, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when a person, there's two people, Torah of two people, both of them Nebuch were life-threatening situations. One was mispalal, the nana, and one was mispala v'loy nana. So Rashi says, what do you mean mispalel, and one was davin, and one was answered, and one wasn't answered? Says Rashi, one word, niskavin. One was mechavin, and he was answered, and one was mechavin, and he wasn't answered. Fet Rebelli, I don't understand. You're talking about somebody who's in a life-threatening situation, whether he's just been told, he's just discovered, he hasn't got long to live. Which type of person is not niskav in that situation? He's going to sit there, he's going to mumble HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course he's going to die, daven the life out of him. So how can the Gemara, how can Rashi come along and say, oh, one was niskavin, and then what, the other one wasn't niskavin? Of course he's niskavin. So Rebellia, you have to understand, what does kavana mean? Kavana doesn't mean I say the words and I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I mean it. Kavana means I believe that my tefillah can help. I believe that if the Rebbein Shem wants me to be healed, my kavana will help. It can help me, and my tefillah will save the situation. Memela says in Buri Weissam, you have a situation of a tefillah maseges chayim meitzei. This is what the Sfarno is telling us. That the koyach of a tefillah where you believe that my tefillah can help. Not chas v'shalom, that it definitely will help. That's Ian Tefillah, says Rashi in Shabbos Kuf Yutes. If you believe that my tefillah will zicha help, so you're not relying on the Rebbein Shem. But my tefillah can help. I believe that when I stand here, my tefillah can help. Then the tefillah has the koyach to help. Why do we struggle? Many reasons why we struggle with tefillah. But maybe one of the reasons we struggle with tefillah is that we think that tefillah is, it's a vending machine. You put your money in, the can comes out, you have your can, you have your pekel, whatever it is. But we don't realize that tefillah itself is not a credit card. It's not a card you put in a machine, you get something out. And it's a way of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the problem is that we live in a society that everything is instant. You have a one-click society, everything has to come straight away, and therefore, because it doesn't come straight away, we think that, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. I remember when my uncle, Alam Sholem, went to Israel for the first time in 1967. So he went to visit the Kaisel. It's an exciting time for Klal Yisrael. And he went and davened by the Kaisel. Nochdem, he came in to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zichasad Nizracha, and he told him, yeah, I just went to daven by the Kaisel. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said to him, no, Epis Gefil, did you feel something by the Kaisel? He said, not so much. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, Shon Gemacht Hachonas Faden, did you make Hachonas before then? Also not. Ah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. But then the day, you've got instant potato, you've got instant coffee, you want this Kedusha. It's getting this Adoy. In Ruchnis, you have to make Hachonas. Ruchnis takes time. A number of years ago, one of my shvagos by mitzvah, so Rabbi Falk, so the Gesundheit stood up, it was Parshas Veschanan, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Veschanan, davened 515 times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ravloch, Toysev Labeti, enough's enough. Vice is, you have to daven many, many times. So Rabbi Falk said, I want to tell you, Rabbi Say, I've been davening for 8 years for a particular Yeshua, sorry, didn't explain. And I did not have an answer. Things weren't working out. So I went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky and asked him, Rebbe, what should I do? So Reb Chaim said, Yelich v'yachzav yispalel. Geinochemol, go daven again. The tachlis of davening is not that the result should be instant. The purpose of davening is that we should become mechuzak through and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many times you have to daven a particular thing? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines. But each one brings us closer if, says Rebellion, it's bekavona, that I believe my tefillah can help. Every little bit of the way, every little tefillah, everyone brings me closer. And every one a tefillah. As Avraham Avinu, Hamaria, every tefillah who is misfiled and every step he took away, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't really want to be makiv yet. If I have to, I'm asking to do it, but I don't necessarily want to do it. That's another idea. You see from Parshas Vayera and Parshas Tefillah. Imagine, the man to Rosh Hashiva said, Tzal, that you would be sitting happily in shul one day and an Arab would walk in, calmly, he'd been in an old age home, and go up to an old lady and say, next year you're going to have a child. Could you hold the old lady reprehensible for not believing this Arab? She's 89. He's an Arab who just walked in off the street. In fact, the man of Shishivas at Seichat Sadek Livrocha. Why is Sarah penalized? Why does the Torah make such a big deal about Sarah? Titzchak Sarah Bekirva. I mean, come on already. Yeah, vanishes the tzedekis. But the Maisa, is that so far fetched? Bishleim and Novi comes in. You know, the Chaim Kanievsky walks in and gives you a bracha. Avada, even if he gives you a Bahu, right? Who gives you whatever, bracha vatzlacha bua. You know what I mean? It's something. But an Arab should walk into an old lady in old age, and why should that be? So the man Shosh Shiva says a nochanam. But at least she should have said, Omein kein hirotzi. To laugh, to shout, there's absolutely no possibility. The reason why, says the man Shosh Shiva, why we help her, we put her under the criticism, why she criticized, is because she should Omein. Yeah, I believe that something could be. And the concept of Omein is also something that features in Parshas Vayera. Before Avraham Avinu is informed about the Oinesh of a stone, so the Torah says a very interesting pasuk. It says, "Va'Avram, Hashem Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, Hamachasa ani me'Avram Hashem ani yoseh. Va'Avram hoya yia legoi gadol va'otzum v'nivruchu v'ikol goy haaretz." Says the Torah, Avraham Avinu will become a goy gadol va'otzum. The question is, this pasuk is very random. Why does the Torah insert this pasuk here? Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to inform him about Sodom. Okay, so move on. So Rashi says a very interesting thing. Says Rashi, Avram hoyo yiyya, medrash agoda, zecher, tzadik, livracha. Whenever you mention a tzadik's name, you should always say the words, zecher, tzadik, rocha, mention a brocha after him. Hoyo v'hizkiroi berchoi, since we mention his name, berchoi, you should bring a brocha to his name. Look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Hilchas Tfila, this is a very interesting mechaba. Mechaba says like this. He says, after every Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemoi, A person is supposed to, after every time he hears Baruch Atah Hashem, he has to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. Says the Machaber Kuf Chav Dalet Sivov. Ve'yanu Amein Acha Kol Bracha. You're supposed to after Amein, after every Bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why does a person say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai and Amein? Ve'oi, says the Mishnah Berurah. If when you mention a tzaddik who is boss of a dom, you have to give a bracha, you mention the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's name, is it even more so the person should say the word Amen? So you see here, says the Mishnah Berurah, gebayt on this Rashi, gebayt on this Pasuk, zeichet tzadik livrocha is the koyach of an amen. The koyach of an amen is something that's so powerful that even if an Arab gives you a bracha, and it seems so far-fetched, but the fact that such a thing could happen, Sora is criticized as a man's Rosh Hashiva, zeichet tzadik livrocha, because she didn't say amen. And memeila be'etzim al pi alocha, anybody applying gives you a good morning. Good morning means you should have a good morning, a good day. A person should say amen. Remember hearing from Rav Asher West once, that's considered to be a bracha. You walk out of the store in the Halpin, right? Somebody in the Halpin says to you about the kashir, have a good day. A person should say amen. Why? It's a bracha. Whatever a person gives you a bracha, a person should say amen. Amen kein yirotzi. The koyach of an amen is so powerful that it's life changing. There's a kodel in Meine HaYeshua in Bnei Brak, which was set up by Rav Moshe Rothschild, Zeichel Livracha. And Rav Zicherman, who has the head of the Kodel there, lives in Kiryat Sefer, so he noticed there was a doctor somebody who'd come to Yiddishkeit late, and he went up to this doctor and he said, tell me, what sparked your pursuit for Yiddishkeit? What decided you to do it? He said, I'll tell you a story. I was a doctor in America, in one of the hospitals there in New York, and unfortunately one day, a Yid came in, who, to our look, was terminally ill, and he didn't have long to live. We offered him the possibility of having an operation, which would be very painful, and recovery would be painful, but our prognosis was that the operation would only help for 6 months, maximum. And we felt as doctors, why should we put him through this operation and give him so much tsar, and he would live for tsar for 6 months? Best to leave him as he is, and when he's nifty, he's nifty. So we put that to the patients. And the patient says, I hear you'd study him, I hear your prognosis. I need to go and ask my rabbi. Who's your rabbi? I'd like to come with you. My Elijah is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay. So the doctor comes along to Rav Moshe, wants to put all the studim in, and wants to see what the rabbi says. And he gives all the studim, he sits down with the patient, with Rav Moshe, and he's finished. And Rav Moshe sits there, and the first thing he does, he bursts into tears. And he cries and he sobs for 20 minutes. 20 minutes, Rav Moshe is sitting there crying about this person's matzif. Oh, there's a close time, but suddenly, maybe 30, 40 years earlier, he had learned by Rav Moshe. After 20 minutes of sobbing, Rav Moshe said, Kenish, I can't make Paschal now, please come back tomorrow. He came back tomorrow, and Rav Moshe's Mormon Yushuv is calm, and he says, you should go ahead with the operation. So the doctor turns around to Rav Moshe and says, Rabbi, can you please explain your decision? Because from my perspective, it doesn't make sense. So Rav Moshe said, I'll explain to you. The operation, according to your tochnit, according to your prediction, will enable him to live for 6 months. In those 6 months, the amount of amen he can say during those 6 months will create so many malachim that it will enable him to have arichas yomim mishonim and live for many years afterwards. And Kachava, this Yid lived for 3, 4, 5 years afterwards, and he defied the doctor's predictions. And this doctor said, this whole conversation, this whole event, it totally revolutionized myself. I saw Yiddishkeit in a total different, at Kedekach, he became a fully-fledged Shema Torah Mitzvah. Why? Purely because of the Koyach of Amen. The Koyach of Amen, whether it's the Koyach of Amen in Tefillah, and Grada happens to be that the Gematria of Amen is 91, which also happens to be the Gematria of Malach is a 91. Every Amen creates a Malach. So the Koyach of an Amen, whether Amen means that the Birchas HaShvach, a person says Amen, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are, it's true, or whether the Amen is Baruch Atah Hashem Chayin Adas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Chayin Adas, but Yerotzin says in Mishnah Berurah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Chayin Adas. These are the Kavanas, simple Kavanas a person can have every time Chazal HaShat, the Koyach of an Amen. Sorry, main, even from an Arab, is held criticized for it. So, Kol Shiv and Kol Shkem, we who have the ability to say our main, there's opportunities. Ma'aricha Yom Mishnoisa.
And
she saw
he was such a lowly
Arab. I don't know if it was a Malach as a Rosha. He looked like a Rosha. Actually, knows Marosha. Just because an Arab walks there, it's not Mochach, he's a Rosha. It may not have been a tzaddik, but this is the point was, there's a man Shiva that he should have said on me. I want to share with you one other idea, which ties into Parshas Vayera and a little Pesach HaYisar as well. We say in Shabbos morning, Yikra'eini, he will call out to me, Ve'e'enehu, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'll answer him. Imoy anoichi betzara, I am with him in his tzara. Achalatehu, I'll save him. And then the pasuk finishes off with a very interesting word. Va'achabadehu, and I will be mechabad him, I'll give him covet. So I understand. Yikra'eini, you call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'e'enehu, and I'll answer him. Kosh Baruch says, Imoy anoichi betzara, I'll be with you there. Achalatehu, I'll save you. But what's the achabadehu? What is the place of Achabdeyu after the Yeshua, after the Chatzeyu? Where's the Achabdeyu come in? Last week's Sedra, we have a very, very challenging Nisayin for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has a conflict between his Midas HaChesed, which really feels that Yishmael should be given more opportunity to stay within his own home, and at the same time, his wife, sorry, Meir is telling him that keeping Yishmael is a liability to Yitzchak's Yahadus, to Yitzchak's Ruchnius, and they have a serious machlokes. What does that Avraham and the Sarah do when you have a dispute? You go to Rabbein Shleilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Koil Asher Toimer Ilech HaSarah Shema B'Koilam. Now, what was Yishmael doing wrong? So if you look at the Psukim, in Pasuk Tes, Vateira Sores Ben Hoga Hamitzis Asher Yodel Avram Mertzachek. Now, literally translating Mertzachek means he's having a laugh, poking fun, Mertzachek. Rashi comes along and says, what's Mertzachek? Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Domin. Father Ramban, what's going on here? You know, this is Avram Avinu's house here. You know, this is not some, you know, person from who has no shaykh to this guy. Avraham Avinu's house. You tell me Yishmael is involved in Avodah Zarah, Gila Ron, Shvichas Gomim? Father Ramban, are you talking? I don't understand what Rashi means. But the question is, where did Rashi see that in the word Metzachik? Okay, so Rashi explains, you find the word Metzachik in the Torah. But Favos punkt here, why now is Yishmael being Metzachik? Yishmael is Berech 17 years old at this time. I mean, where's he been until now? Point now. Yishmael is in a situation with Tzachik, the mitzvah, 10 years old, 5 years old. Why now? What's triggered this Metzachik that now Avraham is in a situation, was Yishmael's situation with Tzachik? Why does it happen now over here that we have this position of Metzachik? We go further in the same parsha and we find that they have no water left. Sarah puts an ayin hara on Yishmael, he becomes ill, fills all the water up, and Hagar very cruelly takes Yishmael, chucks him behind a bush. Al Erev Amos Hayelet, says Rav Hirsch, very selfish way of a mother to behave. This is not the way Yiddish mother behaves. I can't bear my son to die. It's me. Who cares about the child? I can't bear it. Vateishim minega vatisas kershi pastor, person to cry into tears, vatefk. Says the Torah, Vayishma Elohim es koil hanar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not listen to her, says Rav Hirsch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not interested in selfish tefillahs. But what does he say? He says, Vayishma Elohim es koil hanar. And the question is, what's koil hanar? Just say, Vayishma Elohim el hanar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the now. What's Vayishma Elohim es koil hanar? What's this koil here that's going on here? So what would you expect in Rabbi? You would expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard koil hanar. And what's he doing in the midbar? He's parched. He's dying. He has no water. So I would have expected the Torah to come along and tell you, Vayishma koil hanar, and he opened eyes and gave her water. Here's the water. Torah doesn't say that. Vayikra malach elikim el hogam en ashamayah vayyemel malach hagar. What's bothering you, Hagar? Al tiri, don't be afraid. Ki shama elikim el koil hanar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again El Koil Hanar. What's his Koil Hanar? Bashe Husham. Famous Rashi we know. Kumi Si'iyas Hanar. Go, lift up this boy. V'hachzik his yodich boy. And support his hand, grab hold of his hand. Ki legoy godoil asimena. I'm going to make him into a great nation. Something doesn't add up, Rabbi say. Hagar is davening that Yishmael should have water. He's dying. Yishmael is davening and needs some water. And Malach comes with Hashemayim and says, Hagar, don't worry. Your son is going to be a great nation. That's not on his mind now. That's not what's bothering now. He's thirsty. He's parched. He needs something to drink. And then, by the way, the Torah says, the posuk, you'll be the next posuk. By the way, Vayifkach lekim ezenel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens her eyes, Vateira be'emoyim. He doesn't, Malach doesn't even tell her there's water nearby. She has to open her eyes and happens to be there, Vatamaz HaChemes. Why couldn't the Malach say, there's water over there, don't worry about it, daikin nish, you'll be okay. No, that's, by the way, just by the way, this happens to be, if you open your eyes, you'll find the water there. But what's the message? Kumi, Si'ir, Sana, lift up the lad, Vachzikis, Yodit, Boikili, Goy, God, Lassimen. And then the Torah says, unbelievable thing. He drinks, she gives a drink. Vayehi Elohim es hanar vayigdol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the lad. Do you know what it means? Vayehi Elohim es hanar? How many people, how many gedolim can we say? Elohim Avram, Elohim Yitzchak, Elohim Yaakov. Vayehi Elohim es hanar, it's a moilig geshvach. All of a sudden now Yishmael has Vayehi Elohim es hanar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, he's supporting him. What's the Hemshach? How do we understand the continuity here that we have a Yishmael who goes from a situation of Metzachi, he's in the Midbar drowning, dying of thirst, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's pastures, he's dabbling for water, and the whole answer of the conversation has nothing to do with the question. And then, Vayehi Elohim es hanar. The Siach Yitzchak, in his Pirushim Tefillah, explains, what does Shema Kuleinu mean? What does Shema Kuleinu mean? So he says, Shema Kuleinu means that sometimes we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we don't even really know ourselves what the problem is. We can daven for one thing and we don't have a crystal clear, we have no clarity, we know we're in a mess. We know we're in a situation of distress, but we don't really know what's the cause and what's the effect. What's the consequence? And what's the real problem here? Says the Siach Yitzchak, Shema Koilenu, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom, listen to our koil, listen to how we're crying out, and help us and our answers according to what the real root cause is. In other words, whenever you find the word Shmia B'Koil, Shmia B'Koil is a situation where the person who's talking is not clear on what really the Emes Tzara is. And we're asking, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, help me out, and give me what I really need. Let's go back a little bit. Yishmael is growing up in Avram Avinu's house. For 13 years, everything's going smooth. Wonderful. At Kidei Kach, says Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah tells us about Yishmael. The fact that he did Bris Mila. Why is that so choshuv? Because he was 13 years old and he agreed to do Bris Mila. That's a moedig shvach. Yishmael was doing the right thing. And then, 3 years later, everything goes pear-shaped. He's a metzachik. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroi, Shvichasdom. How did that happen? The answer is that Yishmael was promised to be a Goy Gadol. Yishmael was promised. Already his mother was given the bracha and pashas Lech Lo, you're going to be a great nation. Le Goy Gadol Asimenu. All of a sudden Yitzchak comes on the scene. Oh, Yitzchak comes on the scene. Well, who's going to be the Goy Gadol then? What's going to happen to me? Says the Baron Kotler and pashas Vayeshev, how can you understand how the brothers could come along and sell Yosef Atzadu like a doily oilon? Doesn't make sense. So Rav Aaron has a beautiful mahalach and he says, the brothers felt threatened, they were insecure. They saw history, they saw there was an Avram, and Avram had two children, Yitzchak and Yishmael. What happened? Yishmael got taken away, Yitzchak carried on. Yitzchak had two children, a Yaakov and an Esav. What happened? Esav got pushed to the side. Yaakov carried through. And now they saw history repeating itself. They saw 12 Shvatim. Yosef's getting the spotlight. He's getting the Tzeres Panim. Tzeres Pasim. He's getting the Bezekunim Huloi. We're getting pushed out. There's an insecurity here. When people feel insecure, when people feel they don't have a position in life that makes them do things which are bizarre, that things that don't add up. You have a Yishmael. Yishmael was brought up. Hagar was his mother. Rabbi Isaac Shah says, we have a total distorted perception of who Hagar was. Hagar was somebody who saw Malachim. She was Haimish with Malachim. Four Malachim passed through Nechla. When was the last time we bumped into a Malach? When was the last time a Malach came to us and tell us something? Ever? And Hagar has Malachim daily. She's Haimish with Malachim. She was a balanced Madrega, so Yishmael was also. So how does Yishmael get the situation that he gets thrown out? Because he felt challenged. He felt there's a Yitzchak along here. So what happens? Metzachi. He first starts making fun because he felt to cover up on it. And what happens? Yitzchak goes from bad to worse. As Rashi starts on Metzachi and goes downhill. So what happens? Avraham Avinu says, I'm sorry, I can't have you here. But there wasn't really an understanding what was the cause of Yishmael's wrongdoing here. Until Yishmael is in the Midbar. And he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu hear? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's davening for water. But he's davening for much, much more than that. Yishmael is davening because he says, Ribbono Shelem, help me. Help me means I don't really know myself. Why have I got myself in this situation? So what does the Torah say? Vayishma Elokim El Koil Hana. El Koil Hana means HaKadosh Baruch Hu discerns what is really the underlying cause of the misbehavior of Yishmael. So what's the message to Hagar? The water's peripheral. That's not the reason why he's davening. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Kumi se'i esanar. You've got to get hold of Yishmael. Oof, but you have to mamish, give him a chizuk. Lift him up. Enable him to see what his real tachlis is. V'achziki es yodich boy. Be mechazik him. Why? Ki legoi godel asimenu. I promised you already in Parashat Lech Lecha. Yishmael would be a goy godel just because Yitzchak's around. Two different departments. Yitzchak has his tachlis, and Yishmael has his tachlis. How many situations do we find in life that people react because they feel threatened that somebody else is taking over their shtela, their panosa, their gazun, whatever it may be? This is what's going on here, Rabbi says. Yishmael feels threatened. You're telling me that's my tachlis? I have a tachlis. Yishmael understands. Vayhi elikim es hanav ayikdol. Yishmael wants to grow. He wants to steig. So the passing of Parshas Chayisara, the end of Parshas Chayisara, Vayikburu Oiso Yitzchak V'Yishmael Bonov. When he came to the Levaya of Avraham, what happened? Yitzchak, then Yishmael buried him. Says Rashi, why is Yitzchak first? Melamed Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva. Says the Gemara and Baba Basra, Yishmael was guilty of our terrible aveiros. But Yishmael did Tshuva. Where do we see this turnaround? Here. We see that as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes around and says, Yishmael, you do have a shtela, you do have a place, you have a tachlis, you will also be the Gergodl. So Yishmael's whole life, not really, I've not been thrown out of Yitzchak, I understand, I have a role as well to play. And therefore we see that Yishmael becomes, a Baal Tshuva, becomes back to where he should have been. If Demik and Zog and the Pshat and the Pasuk. Yikra'eini, I call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'enei HaKadosh Baruch says, I answer him. Oimai anoichi b'tzara. I can see, I feel with his tzara. Achalatzehu ve'achabdehu. The way the Rabbeinu Shlom is machazik yidis is machabed him. He says, you know what, you have a tachlis. Every single yid has a thing. What are you doing? Why are you messing around? The way the Rabbeinu Shlom looks at a person's tefillah, he says, shmak ilenim. He listens to our koil. He identifies what's really, where do we need the chizuk? That's the response. Not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu achaldehu, but it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu achabdehu. I machabed him. I help him to see where his tachlis is. I help him see what's really vichtig to him. And then you can take Yishmael, who Baruch Hashem, at the beginning he was steiging. He had a big yerida. That's not joke. Of Unterashi Metzachik. But through the whole of the identification of understanding of where it came from. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was enabled to him. Then Yishmael, Lamed She'ose Tshuva, Seif Yomav, not the Seif, Lamed She'ose Tshuva. How did he Tshuva? Is because he understood what his real tachlis is. And that's something we can take out of here, whether it's ourselves, or whether it's our spouse, or whether it's our children. The way forward is to be mechabed a person. Sometimes a child, no child wants to be naughty. Nobody wants to do misdemeanors. The Kotzke says, Al toichach letz pen yisna eko. Toichach chochem v'yehov eko. Especially as you learn the pasuk in Mishlei, don't tell off a letz, don't go to somebody who's a letz, because he's not interested in yisna eko. Toichach chochem, tell off somebody who's a clever person, because he'll appreciate it. So the Kotzke, gewaldig pshat. Al toichach letz, if you go up to somebody, and you tell him, ach, you know, what do you bother for? You're just an oisvaf, you're a waste of space. You know, Torah mitzvahs, do Torah mitzvahs. You're not going to get anywhere. You go up to somebody and say, Toicha Chochem, you say, you're such a Choshva Yid, it's pasnich, you're capable of better, you have a tachlis. But yeah, Aveka, he'll appreciate you much more. The way to enable a person to steig is also to bring out his keichas. Be'ez Hashem, we should understand this and bring this out. Be'ez Hashem, we should also always have a Yeshua from the keichat filah.
Amen.